Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Welcome back to the Sedano Show, 710 ESPN here. I'm Kirk Morrison, filling in for George for a couple of seconds or a couple minutes as he handles NBA business. I myself doing the NBA, NFL, Olympics, whatever you got. I'm talking all sports today. But right now, we're joined now by Lindsay Theory, but she's going to give us the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. So much to cover. And I want to make sure I'm doing this right, Lindsay, as I introduce you, is that not only are you covering the Rams, as you already do for ESPN as a reporter, but also double duty covering the Chargers as well in Los Angeles during this time?
Yeah, doing a little double duty, a little fill-in help right now on the Chargers. So kind of a busy free agency period that's going on for both teams.
Well, let's jump right into it, Lindsay. The reports, right? The rumors, the trade rumors. Todd Gurley possibly being traded today, as well as Brandon Cooks' name being floated around NFL circles in a possible trade. Lindsay, are you hearing those same rumors, and what could you say about those?
Yeah, I absolutely am, and I've been hearing talks since really the end of the season that the Rams could be looking to move on from Todd Gurley. They're exploring all options. Obviously, his contract is pretty burdensome, given they gave him a four-year, $45 million guaranteed deal just a couple of years ago. But I think they're exploring right now, is it best to release him? And they can spread some dead money across 2 years. Is there somebody out there who will take on Todd Gurley? But, you know, so many questions remain about the health of his knee that finding somebody who's willing to trade for him is probably proving quite difficult.
Lindsay, and overall, what did the Rams come in with in terms of salary cap space? Because they really haven't been, big, I guess, participants in free agency. They do have a couple of signings, but they didn't make the big time long or extended deals. How much space did they have, and how much do they have still available?
Yeah, it's limited space. The numbers are changing here kind of by the minute as these new deals get added in. But you know they're tight because they had to release Nickell Robey-Coleman. They saved some money by getting rid of him. He was the standout slot cornerback. And then on top of that, now they've given new deals to Andrew Whitworth, who they absolutely needed to return because there's just no clear choice as to who would have replaced Andrew. So that was a good move in bringing him back. And then they obviously had to replace a defensive lineman after losing Michael Brocker. So they bring in A'shaun Robinson, and they also, again, lost Dante Fowler to the Falcons. So they bring in Leonard Floyd. So all of those obviously are not cheap deals to bring in guys on short-term contracts like that. But those were moves they had to make. So right now, my latest calculation has them about at $7 million in cap space, but that's a very, very unofficial number.
Lindsay, before we get to the new Rams that are acquired, you mentioned the re-signings of Austin Blythe and also an Andrew Whitworth. With what's going on, with the NFL in terms of teams shutting facilities down, not being able to give their own physicals to players they're acquiring, did that help out in a case for like an Andrew Whitworth and Austin Blythe, being that they've already taken physicals with the team prior to this pandemic going on with COVID-19? Did that help the Rams in bringing those guys back?
Well, no, those are two guys that the Rams really expressed interest in before the start of free agency. They've been working on a deal with Austin Blythe for well over a week, if not longer, probably. Andrew Whitworth is a guy who they expressed come the end of the season that they wanted to get him back. And he wanted to be back. Now, we have to remember, Andrew is no spring chicken anymore, 38 years old. And he, his family loves it here in Southern California. He has become a huge part of this community in L.A. So I think it was really mutual interest on both sides, where maybe he kind of saw what the market was out there. But at the end of the day, he wanted to be back, and the Rams really needed him to be back.
Lindsay Theory, ESPN reporter for the Rams, joining the Sedano Show here on 710 ESPN. And Lindsay, Leonard Floyd, the former first-round pick of the Chicago Bears, he is now a Los Angeles Ram. And then also A'shaun Robinson, a former second-round pick of the Detroit Lions out of Alabama. What can you say about these two guys, and how do they fit in Brandon Staley, the new defensive coordinator for the Rams? How do they fit in his new defense?
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see. Now, Leonard Floyd is a guy who the Bears picked, obviously, with a top 10 pick several years ago, and they tried to make it work with him, and they just couldn't. Now, Brandon Staley actually was a coach of Leonard Floyd while in Chicago as the outside linebackers coach. So he's familiar with him. And A'shaun Robinson is a guy who really never found a starting role with the Lions. They just couldn't get him to perform consistently. So he was really kind of a guy they threw in there in spot opportunities. Now, that being said, these guys are now going to be playing on a defensive line that includes Aaron Donald. So that really kind of changes everything when you're playing next to someone who is as great as Aaron is, but also someone who has the work ethic and has the leadership ability of Aaron Donald. So these are kind of flyers that they put out on these guys, Floyd and Robinson, two guys that their former teams really had no problem letting go. But it remains to be seen if the Rams really can get the most out of them, especially as they come into a situation with Aaron.
Oh, Lindsay, two-part question for you here. First of all, shout out to your Washington Huskies, because Corey Littleton, the former linebacker now of the Rams, now goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. Wow, still so hard to say. The Las mm-hmm. Vegas Raiders, he signs a 3-year contract. That being said, did the Rams just not have enough to re-sign Corey Littleton is the first question. But I think the second question is now, who's going to refill or who's going to take the place of what Corey Littleton was able to do the last couple of years in this Rams defense?
Yeah, Corey Littleton made it well known. You know, he's a former undrafted free agent. He well outplayed what he was being paid, and he made it known that he was going to go where the money meant the most. So obviously that's the Raiders. That's a huge loss for the Rams. I know they loved him on that defense. The linebackers coach Joe Barry is somebody who has been a big fan of Littleton's since before the Rams were able to even pick him up as an undrafted guy. So that's a big loss. Now, going forward, they have a couple guys that they'll look to try and fill that role between Micah Kizer, Trayvon Howard, and Kenny Young. So not a lot of star power at that position, and a bunch of guys who really are young, have potential, but also have a lot to prove.
Lindsay Theory joined the Sedano Show. She covers the Rams for ESPN, but doing double duties during free agency. She's also covering the Los Angeles Chargers. And so far, if you had to give a grade to the Chargers and what they've done in just these early infancy stages of free agency, how would you grade them with some of the additions that they've got so far?
Yeah, I'd say they're coming out with an A right now. Obviously, they cleared space with the hope of landing Tom Brady. That's not happening. He's going to the Bucs, but nevertheless, with some of that space, they were able to land Chris Harris, which makes their secondary just arguably one of the best right now in the NFL. They were able to solve some issues on their offensive line by bringing in Brian Beluga and then obviously that trade for Trey Turner. And then on the defensive line, they had to say goodbye to Brandon Mabane. He was one of the casualties as they cleared space for Brady, what they hoped would be Brady. But they did find a guy in Linval Joseph who's going to fill that role. So right now the Chargers are making moves, and they have a pretty good roster on paper. Now it just remains to be seen what they're going to do at the quarterback position.
Yeah, that's my next question. What are they going to do at the quarterback position? Right now, currently on the roster, Tyrod Taylor, Easton Stick. Do you see them big players in terms of trading for someone, whether it be guys who are right now on the market, whether quarterbacks we say are on the block right now, which are Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, or we do have free agency quarterbacks out there possibly to compete, which are Jameis Winston, and now we just heard Joe Flacco enters that. So which route do you think the Chargers may go? Do they stick with what they have, or do they go out and grab something, or even look for a guy in the draft?
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards they're going to go to the draft. There's a couple of great quarterbacks, as we all know. In the draft, the Chargers have the 6th overall pick. So I would say they're probably set their sights on the draft, see what kind of young talent they can get. Obviously, get someone in on a rookie deal, and then they can spend some money elsewhere to supplement what would be a rookie quarterback and find some more weapons, whether they need. They just signed Austin Ekeler, so they're pretty much set at running back, but find anything else, maybe even on the offensive line that they need to help out a rookie quarterback. But I would expect that in the draft, that's where they're going.
Yeah, I think so too, Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time. And I will let you go back to Todd Gurley Watch 2020. Is that okay?
Thanks, Kirk. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. That's Lindsay Theory, ESPN reporter for the Los Angeles Rams and also covering the Los Angeles Chargers. More Sedano Show, 710 ESPN. Sedano Show, 710 ESPN. Kirk Morrison here for George. George handling basketball business. Can't wait to get those juicy nuggets that he's got going on, what he's hearing in NBA circles as well. Shout out to Lindsay Theory, the ESPN reporter for the Los Angeles Rams, and she's doing some Chargers work, joined us in the last segment just to get us caught up with sort of the news of the NFL today, especially in Los Angeles. We know the Chargers are making moves, but it's the big move, right? We are now on Gurley watch. Todd Gurley. And rumors have been circulating over the last couple of days. I, for one, have been talking about this personally for the last 3 to 4 months that he was going to be in a ton of trade talks because the price for Todd Gurley, you're not getting that same production. And when that happens in the National Football League, guys tend to get traded. So right now, Todd Gurley trade talks are commencing between the Rams and other teams, as well as Brandon Cooks, wide receiver as well. And I'm going to bring in producer Greg for a little bit here, Greg. But for right now, I think the Rams knew going into this season when they didn't make the playoffs, right? But just want to throw this caveat out there. Had the Rams had the same season, or if they have the same season in 2020, the Rams actually will make the playoffs with this new CBA because the playoffs has now expanded to 14 teams. It is no longer 12. It is now 7 per conference with one team getting the bye week. So the Rams actually could have made the playoffs this year, but I bring that up because they did not make it in 2019, and them not making the playoffs in 2019, I've said this so many times from playing the league, is that you have to make changes. There has to be something that has to give, right? And for the Rams, they don't have a ton of cap space. So there's has to be addition, but by addition, you have to have subtraction. And where is the subtraction? And we've seen already, there's been a couple guys already who have gone in free agency. We know Michael Brockers is gone. Dante Fowler's gone. Corey Littleton. We know Nickell Roby-Coleman will be one. But we knew the tough decision the Rams are going to have to make was with Todd Gurley. And if you would have asked me 4 years ago, Greg, 4 years ago, with Todd Gurley, we almost for sure would have said Todd Gurley will be running out of the tunnel of SoFi Stadium in Inglewood in a Rams jersey. If I told you 4 years ago that he would not be on the team, would you have believed me?
No, absolutely not. The guy was incredible. He was great at Georgia, and then he was great in that first year, and then he got injured. Right. A bit of injury history has really hurt him a little bit. I'm more surprised about Brandon Cooks. I thought he was always a big, like a good receiver, and they really enjoyed having him there. It's just, what is it? His contract? Is he just not performing? Is it because he dropped some passes? What is the reason that Brandon Cooks is going out there?
Well, it's the contract, right? It's a big contract. And when you can find production, and I think this is in a lot of businesses too, as well, when you could find similar production at a cheaper rate, then you probably will lean on that. But I think also too, the hard part with Brandon Cooks is that he's also has some injury history as well. And Greg, his injury history is a little bit different, right? We've seen him take some brutal hits, right? And his injuries are more of involved the head area, right? Where he's had concussions, where he had a concussion this year and this past season. I remember being at the Super Bowl a couple of years when he played with the New England Patriots. Remember he took the shot from Malcolm Jenkins, and he was out of that game when the Patriots lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I've seen him have at least 3 concussions over the last couple seasons. That to me is sort of a red flag. And if the Rams can kind of get out of that contract, in which some people say is one of the best wide receiver drafts that we've seen in the last 10 to 15, maybe 20 plus years in the NFL upcoming in April, the Rams could go out and use a pick in the draft and kind of get a similar sort of production from that position. Because I always remember a coach told me when I was, interviewing the coaches, getting ready for a broadcast. And I said, well, what is a guy like this? And he was talking not about Brandon Cooks, but a guy with a similar skill set. He said, these guys are speed guys. They make it great for us because they can, what we say, pull the top off the defense. They make you fear the deep play. right? That's what Brandon Cooks has been. But when he's injured or he's not in the game or they take away that deep threat, you're almost taking away an entire position. And I think that's where the Rams are saying is that if Brandon Cooks isn't beating you deep, then what else can he do? And that's the hard part, is that he's not doing anything else. And that's why it's a tough decision for them to make, because a lot of these deals are made, right? When people look at the contracts, we see 5 years, $100 million, and like, oh, wow, $100 million contract. That's never really, that's all funny money. That's monopoly money, right? We talk about the real money. What's the real contract behind that? And so a lot of these contracts literally are guaranteed from year to year, right? Like today, Jared Goff's contract today will be now fully guaranteed. He'll get $21 million for being on the roster on the second day of the league year, which is today. So his contract's guaranteed, but then also his future monies. So $43 million of future money is now guaranteed. So regardless of what happens tomorrow, what happens with Jared Goff, $94 million will be going toward Jared Goff at some point, whether he's traded, released. He's going to get 94, right, from the Rams. Or if they trade him, someone else is going to give him the 94. But that contract is already signed, sealed, delivered. With Brandon Cooks, if he's still on the roster, right, if he's still on this roster in the next couple of days, then his roster spot, his guarantee bonus will be guaranteed for this season. So I think the Rams are trying to figure out, okay, it's almost like a grocery list. I know you're a smart shopper, aren't you, Greg?
Yeah, of course,
right?
I am.
You're a smart shopper, right? You go in, you know, like, okay, I know I need to get some eggs. I need to get some bread. But, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, wow. Steaks on sale. And you're right. Like, okay.
But he needs steaks, right? He needs steaks. He needs guys like Todd
right.
Gurley.
He needs steaks, right?
Like Brandon Cooks. Does he have the weapons that he kind of needs to go to be successful? Because we saw that when you don't have the same Todd Gurley, the offense struggled
Correct.
Without
but,
Todd Gurley. So now do they have somebody? Is Malcolm Brown that guy that can be that? And do you have somebody that can be the deep threat that's not – I understand that it can be a guy like Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp, but do they trust that much in Josh Reynolds? Do they trust that much in Mike Thomas and
right.
Malcolm Brown? Are those guys the guys?
Well, you could also take a look at right down the street from you, right? Because Melvin Gordon right now, and this is the harsh reality. No one's talking about Melvin Gordon, the running back formerly of the Chargers. Last year, Chargers offered him a really nice deal, and he held out. He wanted the Ty Gurley type money. He held out, didn't really have the most productive of years. Then he had a couple of key fumbles in some situations in which people in Charger land will remember. And now at the start of free agency, he's not getting those phone calls. And no one's come near to the contract that had he signed last year. Instead of holding out with the Chargers, he missed out on a big payday. And that's where he's sitting at right now. And could he be the replacement for Todd Gurley or a Devonta Freeman from the Atlanta Falcons who has just been released?
Devonta Freeman makes a little bit of sense because
right.
he's a pass catcher. He's a guy that can come out of the backfield and he can run with some power just like Todd Gurley.
And he runs the type of offense, the zone run scheme that he did. And he coached, he ran it under Kyle Shanahan. And we know McVay, Shanahan, very similar offenses, George. That just makes for a lot of moving parts. And that's why right now I'm on Gurley Watch 2020. So for everybody, if you hear the news, I'm waiting just like you. I just, by the end of the weekend, I don't think Todd Gurley will be in a Rams uniform. And I would have never thought that 4 years ago. But we'll get more on that, more on the Rams, more on what's going on, and get an update from George Sedano on what's going on in the NBA circles. More here on the Sedano Show, 710 ESPN.
Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Presented by Progressive Insurance, all our guests appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And brought to us by our friends at Capital One, when you earn unlimited double miles in every purchase, your next trip is closer than you think. What's in your wallet? So Kirk Morrison hanging out with us. Thank you for holding it down while I was on that NBA call. Nothing really that is newsworthy to report. It was just basically a call about, like, hey, the schedule's being planned. There are alternate plans as well. Because there are things coming up on the calendar, like, for example, the WNBA draft. Right. You know, and things like that that are going to take place. They're probably going to take place, obviously, in a different fashion than they have done previously. And also how they're taking care of some of the remote workers, the crews and things of that nature, which I thought was important. So good stuff from ESPN and NBA. But that was really just that. No, nothing really that will help you as far as games are concerned. But they are planning the WNBA draft to go on. It's just going to be done a little differently, I guess, much like the NFL draft. Right, Kirk?
Yeah, it's going to be different, right? They're not going to have, you know, groups of people, right? You know, out mingling or partying out there in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is being shut all the way down. So this will be more of a real life fantasy football draft, but we're going to call it an NFL draft.
Right, for sure. And throughout the show, yesterday we did this thing too, and feel free to call in at 877-710-ESPN. If you are an owner of a small business that is providing goods and services in your particular community, we want people to know who are listening where they can find these goods and services. A restaurant, you know, we had a guy with a juice company, we had people who deliver water, who have water filtration companies and things of that nature. So there are a lot of different people calling in, a lot of different things, personal fitness people, you know, all sorts of stuff. People are doing stuff online on FaceTime or whatever in that genre. So call in. And if even if you're not the owner of a small business, you want to shout out a small business in your community that is providing goods and services, you can as well at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Kirk, so I want to ask you a couple of things. You had mentioned at the top of the show about players wanting to flock to play with Brady in Tampa Bay. And I've heard that. Like, I've heard, like, hey, yeah, a lot of people are inquiring about playing in Tampa Bay. You know, we've heard about Brady may want Antonio Brown, but it seems like Bruce Arians isn't in all that. He's already been there, done that when he was with the Steelers. But what are some of these players? Like, do we know names of players that want to play with Brady?
No, I don't think we know names right now. I think nobody's just putting it out there, but I definitely know that those phone calls are definitely happening right now. If I'm a receiver, backup tight end, offensive lineman, or especially the running back position, right? Could that be a Todd Gurley possibly wanting to be traded to Tampa, right? That's SEC country. That's kind of closer to where he's from, where he's, you know, grew up in, I believe, South Carolina, I believe. And so that'd be closer to him, his family. And when he went to school in Georgia, right close to, you know, right above, you know, Florida. So could it be Todd Gurley? Could it be Melvin Gordon, Devonta Freeman? Like, cause they do need a running back. You know, right now, Ronald Jones, former USC Trojan, right now is at the running back position, but so far has not, been the guy, that they probably imagined they were getting from USC. So, I could see some other players, you know, if I'm a older veteran, right? Kind of similar to what we talked about with the Lakers. You know, when you have a Jared Dudley, Dwight Howard, you know, those types of players kind of on their last run and, you know, looking to go somewhere and kind of complete their career, I would definitely would love to spend my final year or two playing for Tom Brady. I know what I'm going to get, but, you know, it's almost like whatever he touches kind of turns to gold. Tom Brady, for that matter.
Yeah. No, I get it. Right. But let me ask you this. How much do you think he has left in the tank?
Well, right now, from Tom House, okay, Tom House is a world-renowned quarterbacks coach, a guy who I've sat and talked with a couple of times. He's the mentor quarterback. He's the good brain guru, all of that. Tom House really believes that Tom Brady can play three more years at a significant high level, right, especially with the weapons that he has and the way that they're going to rebuild that offensive line in Tampa. He honestly believes that the way the position is lining up right now, Tom Brady can play three more years, and that will put him at the age of 45. Yeah.
That would be pretty insane if you think about it. George Blanda was pretty old, but he wasn't playing regularly, right? I guess back in the old days, right?
Correct. This is going to be totally different, man. This is unprecedented. But, you know, last year, I mean, we saw him. I mean, there's going to be some good. There's going to be some bad. But it's still Tom Brady. And the people in Tampa are already flocking to get tickets already.
Yeah, I saw 6,000 calls in the first day. Yeah. For tickets. Bergman, you have something, a business you want to shout out?
Yeah, I do. There's a place called Studio LOL out here in Studio City, and it's an improv class for kids. So, but they're doing it all online right now. So if you're at home and you have all your kids there and you don't have anything for them to do, you can do online classes for them to do improv courses with the teacher through a FaceTime or a Zoom app that they use.
Okay.
So it's great for my kids to love doing it.
And what is it called?
It's called Studio LOL.
Okay. Cool. Like laugh out loud.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We got people have businesses that they want to shout out, small businesses in different communities. Let me go to Kirk in Sherman Oaks. What's up, Kirk?
Hey, I have a restaurant. We deliver pizza, takeout. But the bigger thing that I really wanted to say was when you order from these your local restaurant, you use the third parties like Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash. They're charging a huge commission to take that order, as much as 34.5%.
Okay, so you're saying to call you directly is what you're saying?
Absolutely. If you really want to help the stores, call them directly, order from their own online. They have enough, most of them will have their own online service. The other thing that's kind of scary about these guys, the third parties, is the drivers work off of an app. They are never seen by the employer. They could be sick, and their employer doesn't know. It's just an app on their phone.
Right, right. Yeah, but I also don't want to disparage those people because I would assume that, you know, you have to hope, right? I get what you're saying.
Correct.
But I also want to make sure that those people don't lose out on the ability to make money, too, in a time where people are short on making money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to disparage anyone. If we can avoid doing that, I would really appreciate it. If you want to get your business out there, you're more than welcome to name the business, the area, and how people can get a hold of you. We'd appreciate that. But we don't want to be disparaging other businesses.
Okay. Well, I'm Leaning Tower Pizza in Sherman Oaks.
Okay, Leaning Tower Pizza, Sherman Oaks. And you have a website, I presume?
LTorders.com for Leaning Tower.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Yeah, let's not like trash other people.
Right.
Let's yeah. You know.
I mean, we're already kind of going through a kind of hysteria right now.
Right. You know, we don't need to add to that.
But passing news, let's definitely try to stay positive with everything. So that's definitely the motto I've been going after.
Correct. John in the OC. What's up, John? John.
Yes, John Hassler. I'm with a company called Cal Building Systems. We service commercial fire alarm systems. And we have a concern that some of our hotels and hospitals and different places, senior living centers, they won't be able to get certain services or they're afraid to. And I just want to throw it out there that we are an essential service and my guys are trained in social distancing. They'll be wearing gloves. So if you need to get your fire alarm system serviced, if the panel's beeping and it's irritating your residents or whatnot, you can call us at 877-225-2534.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. You got it. Let me go to Richard in the South Bay. What's up, Richard?
Yeah, love the show. I just want to put a shout out for Tortilla Cantina in Old Torrance. Been there 10 years. We're doing daily specials. You can call it 310-533-9606, or you could go directly to our website, tortillacantina.com, and you can find us on DoorDash. But we're surrounded by 25 breweries. We've been working with all of the breweries in the South Bay, local breweries. A lot of them, Smog City, LA Ale Works, and Absolution, Soul Brewing, the brewery. All of them are doing growler fills. They have plenty of canned beer to go, curbside service, so please support the breweries as well, as they've supported us over the years and we supported them. And if anybody needs of any kind of other services or other restaurants are running out of stuff and we may have extra stock, please feel free to call us.
What's the name of the restaurant one more time in Torrance?
Tortilla Cantina.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Let me grab one more real quick. Joe in Oxnard.
Hey, George, I just want to give a shout-out to the farm workers that are still working to the coronavirus. I'll give them a shout-out. They're working 10, 12-hour days still.
Yes, sir. Shout them out for sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Huh? You guys have a good one.
You too, buddy. Take care. All right. We got another segment in us. If you got a local business that you own or that you want to shout out in your community that's providing goods and services, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We've got some breaking news in the NBA. We've got some more news on how players and teams are handling this situation. We'll have that for you. Woj just dropped a few Woj bombs here a second ago. Adam Schefter has got some news on some stuff within the NFL community, so we'll have that for you here in just a second. So stick around. We're back in 3 minutes. Oh, relax, Bergman. I was talking to Boss Betty Pantsuits and Brawny.
I didn't even say anything.
I just can imagine.
That's what the sound, that's what the music is for, George.
Yes, exactly. Sedano with you here on 710 ESPN. Kane coming up after us. Mason and Ireland are back. And Mason went to Hawaii for a day.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong? I almost want to, God, I mean, for real? Like, what kind of, I love him, but God bless who does that. Like, why did you leave to begin with? Like, everyone was telling him, don't go.
Because he knew he had vacation, and he decided, like, I'm going to go.
So do all of us.
Right. But look, if there's anybody that uses their vacation time, it is absolutely Steve.
But why would you fly outside of the Continental 48? If you were going to go anywhere.
Look who you're talking about here.
Because at least if you went somewhere else within the Continental 48, let's say you couldn't fly, you could at least rent a car and drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. He's got plenty of places that he likes to go to all over the place that are very secluded. And I don't know what he was doing, but he's back now. So that's all that matters. And he's on the air.
I love you, Mace. You are the most important person at this radio station, which is why I'm glad you didn't get stuck somewhere. Jeez.
You know what I need from you, though, real fast?
What?
Can you go back? You did this in a couple segments ago, but your Elsa impression was just fantastic.
Oh, from the Frozen 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they do so I don't want to spoil it for people, but basically they're chasing something, and this something sings to them, and it goes,
I love it
my,
so much.
My 5-year-old does that all day, every day. And now my 18-month-old is starting to do it because he sees the sister doing it.
Oh, wow.
Now, do your kids both like it?
I don't know. I don't know if they like one better than the other. I mean, my 18-month-old sees cartoons and just like sits there and just like, yeah, it's like, you know,
yeah,
he's a zombie. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so he just sees anything on the TV that's cartoons and he's like, whoa, I'm in. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I took her to see the movie when it came out, you know, whatever it was, months ago.
Right. Like I said, I saw the original, but. You know, obviously, when you're dealing with little kids, you know, I missed part of the movie because of potty breaks.
Oh,
I was able to finally watch the full Frozen 2 on Sunday morning without any potty breaks, which was great.
See, it
was a good movie.
It's funny because I, at 42, need more potty breaks than my 5-year-old. That's kind of life. You know what I'm saying? That's how life comes back at you.
It comes full circle, right?
Yeah. I got some news here on the Rams. It's media news. Lindsay Theory, who was on earlier. Thanks to Lindsay. If you missed any part of the interview with Lindsay and Kirk, you can subscribe to the Sedano Show podcast, as well as, of course, we were taking calls the last couple of days on small businesses, people who own small businesses who are providing goods and services within the community. You can scroll through the podcast and find those calls. And people... If you just, maybe you don't own the business, but you want to shout out a particular business in your community that's providing goods and services, you can do that as well. We'll take one more round of calls here for a few minutes at 877-710-ESPN. But anyway, Lindsay Theory reporting that KABC, Channel 7 here in LA, is the new Rams local television partner. The Rams spent the previous 4 seasons in LA partner with KCBS. So now we got synergy. We got Disney synergy
full
with
Disney.
The Rams.
Disney synergy, baby. Yeah. Yes, I love it.
710 ESPN is Disney. KABC is Disney. Fugazaki will be out there.
Yeah.
Come, Rob, whenever we do get back to football, Rob will be there. Kurt Sandoval will be out there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, Circle 7, baby. Circle 7.
It's going to be fun, man. New partnership, and it'll be fun now, right? Now, but like you mentioned, we have the synergy.
We still got Siciliano?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
that's always going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mina back?
Yeah, the Rams picked those.
Okay.
So that's good.
Mina, our girl Mina, and
but still, shout out to Jim Hill though. He held it down though.
Jim Hill did hold it down with Jim Everett. He did.
Yep.
And my guy Beto Duran, who actually was on there all the time too.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that the broadcast team will still be Andrew, my girl Mina.
Yep. I love it.
MGD and DeMarco, right? Like, we'll still be part of it. And JB Long, right? Like, all those guys. They're all being
there. We're all good. We're holding it down. We're holding it down.
Yeah. All right.
From
we
got to
get you on the TV, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You do college football.
I know. That's why my Fridays and Saturdays have been, you know, kind of taken up. But we'll figure that part out now.
Yeah. Boss Betty Pantsuit's in here. She's eyeing the show. She's making sure you're doing the right thing, Bergman, from your home location, corporate stooge Greg. So,
Amanda, I'm doing all my work. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Everything's okay.
I'm sure that's exactly what you're doing. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, actually, you know what? So let me give you what's happened with Woj real quick, what he was tweeting out. So let me give you that real quick. So here's what Woj tweeted out recently. New story on ESPN.com. The NBA tells its teams that starting Friday, they must close their facilities to players and staff until further notice. He's also talking about in safeguarding player health, the NBA's directive on playing ball in these times is clear. Outside of perhaps a personal home gym, shut it down. So that's what he's saying. Lindsay Theory also reporting on the NFL side that Jared Goff and I believe Andrew Whitworth are donating money to the local food and bread bank, right? I saw that. And I also saw, let me see, I want to make sure I got that right. Jared Goff, Andrew Whitworth each donating $250,000 to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, to help fund 2 million meals as families deal with the coronavirus situation. So thanks to Jared and Andrew Whitworth. And then Shefty had some stuff that the Niners were donating like $1 million to take care of their employees, which I would imagine includes the stadium crew too. So, so that's good stuff. So we'll have more of that stuff as it starts to pile out. We want to make sure that everyone gets that. All right, let's go to the phones. We got people providing small businesses, shouting out small businesses within the communities. Let's make it quick because we only have a couple of minutes here. Steve in Harbor City. Steve, go quickly, please.
Yes, it's BJ Clothing and Work Gloves. It's jackets, shirts, work gloves. Hello, L.A., I love you. And my phone number is 310-507-4795.
So work gloves, work clothing, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Let me grab Tammy and Tarzana. Tammy, go ahead quickly.
Yeah, Action Messenger Service, trying to avoid the crowds, took advantage of their service. They got here quickly, a great delivery young man named Zach, actionmessengerservice.com. So that's how we found them. They're a great company. We appreciated that.
Like a courier, they'll deliver in, anything you need, basically?
You bet. Everything you need, food, items, shoes, clothing, medicine, whatever.
Okay. Action Messenger Services. Certainly those are the type of things we need right now. Sean in West Hills.
Hey, what's up, George? Shout out on the Frozen song. That's all we hear all day long. My God, those four notes, man, they run the world. So I'll jump in real fast. So Spec Production, we are a video production company that was supposed to launch next month, but we're doing it now. We create videos, commercials for local businesses. Right now, no one's coming to your door. So what we can do is we can come bring a film crew to your house, your business. Set up, you tell the story, flip it on its head. Instead of waiting for people to come to you, you can go straight to them with high-quality video, drones for real estate agents, et cetera, et cetera.
Name the company one more time, Sean. I got to run. Hurry. Name the company.
Spec Production, 818-561-1960. Text 818-561-1960.
All right, we got to run. Thanks to Laura. Thanks to Greg. Thanks to Kirk. I'm Sedona. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. See you.